Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Well, the news yesterday, somewhat shocking for most. Rafael Devers, after a sweep.
Somewhat.
After you are the only team. Mm. To sweep the New York Yankees this right. season. Rafael Devers shipped off to San Francisco, and some alluded to it. The reporting on this, Curtis, it's all over the place, but there is some reporting that Rafael Devers did not feel or did not, quote, feel appreciated here.
No.
And spoke to the Red Sox about that and said, if you're not going to appreciate me, then I'd like to go somewhere where I will be appreciated.
I believe that more than the money thing, and here's why. You paid Garrett.
It's all about the
you
money.
You paid Garrett Crochet, or you extended him to $170 million. Yep. You gave Bregman $40 million a year. If this team was in second place right now, and let's say 6 or 7 games above 500, would you trade Devers?
I don't think so.
Right, so then it isn't about the money.
But it's interesting how it has all played out. Like, in the same week that Liverpool is spending $150 mm-hmm. million on one guy,
right.
and like Curtis brought up, Pittsburgh is offloading,
right.
you look at the Red Sox, and John Henry, I'm sorry, it doesn't seem like he cares about this organization. So But I feel differently than Greg. I understand that a deal like this takes a long time to get done, but you're telling me that usually when there is an absolute A++ star on the trading block, we don't hear about it until it's already done. Like, there are always rumors. So the Red Sox are the only team ever that's able to keep something under wraps besides the Mavericks.
Well, they did it according to Tom Ruminski. Somebody just sent me his tweet. He's a baseball writer who said they were talking about it for weeks.
Yeah, they had to be.
Mm-hmm.
And Wiggy, it is entirely about the money. And I just asked.
But you didn't answer.
Yes, they would have done it. They had the best stretch they've had all season.
So if they were in second place,
yes.
they would have done it.
Yes.
All right.
They just finished the sweep of their biggest rival. They just won their third straight series. They have won 5 in a row, something they didn't do last year.
So they had planned on trade endeavors since the beginning of the season.
As soon as he wasn't malleable to be moved, the organization said, we're going to trade
him. Then it's not about the money. It's about the attitude. If he moves.
No, it was the two. It is that he is being paid $30 million a year.
But you're not getting my point.
I do.
If he moved without any issue.
If he was making $2 million a year with the same attitude, he's still here.
Answer my question.
How is that vague?
If he moves with no issues, do they trade him? If he moves positions.
No.
I think they
no,
would.
No, I don't
no,
think
that's
so.
What I'm talking.
Right,
this,
so then it's
no.
not about the money. It's more about the attitude.
No, listen, Wiggy. Listen very clearly.
I am listening.
If he moved and was making $2 million a year.
No, you keep saying that. $2 million from $30 million is a lot of money.
No,
I understand.
I'm removing money. Ready? So if he wasn't making what he's making mm-hmm. and was the exact same, he is still on the team.
Yeah, I understand that.
I think if they were
so then how do you not understand that it's about the money?
Because the money, because I said to you, if he moves positions and has no issues and causes no problems, do they trade him?
No, of course not.
Okay, so then it ain't about the money. It's about the attitude.
It gives them better optics because he was so immovable to begin the season that now it's easy for them because they still have some fans that are happy about this move. Not everybody.
Right, but it's,
if he was getting the Trevor Story deal, he's still here.
But it's more about the attitude, which ultimately...
I think the attitude just helped them. I think that the bottom line is always the money with them.
Well, then if the bottom line is the bottom line, then it doesn't matter how good they're playing... How good they're playing and whether or not he moves.
Right.
If the bottom line is the bottom line, they would have traded him anyways.
No, because it's about clearing cash. They hate that contract. John Henry
Listen,
is part
we can't
of
have this conversation because you clearly don't understand what I'm saying. I asked a simple question. If he is malleable and says, I am going to go play first base, whatever you need.
And they're winning.
And they're winning. Do the Red Sox trade him?
I don't think so.
So then it becomes about the attitude, not the money.
No, money it's about, is not important.
Okay, I'm going to say this again.
About, very, I don't, no, it's don't
about
say
the,
it.
It's about the player.
Stop defending this ownership group.
I'm not defending
it's
the ownership
exhausting.
Group.
They no, are it's, a disaster.
Listen,
they are
I'm
dishonest.
Not, listen,
they take advantage of the people that we talk to every single day by being fake.
Right,
fraudulent,
right,
absolute
we're not talking about that. We're
can
not
be,
talking
can
about
Can it be about both, though, when it comes to Rafi? Because...
Right, but there has to be something that kicks off something.
Right.
Right? So what I said that kicked off this thing, and yeah, does money become potted? I'm not completely ignoring that, but the reason why they did this was more because of the player and the attitude.
The attitude of the player are the same, and he's making $2 million,
Curtis,
he's still
Curtis,
here.
Curtis, you can yell all you want.
If the attitude
you're not
going to
change
same,
my opinion.
If the attitude,
you're making no sense. Okay. So I don't understand what you're
Greg,
saying.
I'm going to talk to you.
Talk to Greg all you want.
So if the organization had Rafi Devers on a $10 million a year deal.
Oh, my God.
And the
God.
Attitude
Here
is the same. Wait, I'm just talking to Greg. Please don't interrupt. I'm talking to Greg.
But you're not making any sense. You keep going,
that's
fine.
That's million. Up to Greg. I'm talking to him.
All right, Greg, just move on from this.
So for $10 million a year,
Jesus.
Everything is the same. He's still here, Greg?
No, $10 million a year, of course.
What happened this morning?
Because, Greg, I asked a simple question, right? My simple question.
You're not listening to anybody who answers.
No, I am listening, but my simple question was, the attitude is what kicked off them wanting to move from this play. Because I said, if he's he's doing everything he's supposed to do, and he's still making $30 million, and the team's winning, they're not trading
him. Well, I believe that John Henry went out there to see him with the expectation that Rafael Devers would say, hey, boss, I'm willing to do whatever it takes to help this team win. I would guess that that's not the way it went.
No.
So, you know, I don't know at that point if you're a franchise that has invested or is planning on investing another $250 million in a guy who is unwilling to be a team player, quote unquote, then your only option is to trade him. And it helps if you're saving $30 million a year. That's what I think happened here. And I don't want to be a hypocrite, a big giant hypocrite like I am. I had suggested a while ago that they might want to part ways with a guy. I think in the long run, it's probably going to be a better thing for the team if they are willing to spend that money. If they are willing to spend that money, Curtis, on an equally talented player or two.
I think it's going to be a better thing for him. I don't know if it's going to be a better thing for the team. And what's confusing to me even more is why Sam Kennedy goes out and says that to TC last week. Why do you make that bold statement about Rafi Devers willing to do whatever to help the team and then trade him days later?
Right.
Like that is, it was so crazy when we had Craig Breslow on Thursday who had a completely different answer than Sam.
Yeah.
But then to go and trade him.
Right.
Yeah.
And then say he's one of the best left-handed hitters in baseball.
You know, if we need him, he'll be there.
How does that guy wake up today? Like, I grew up a mile from Fenway Park.
Well, but you were saying that maybe John Henry lies to all of them. Like, maybe there is some type of disconnect from the top to then the mid-top.
Okay.
Like, it doesn't. That's the only way that I can imagine that you
I
go
went
out
to high school with Theo.
I think it's stupid.
Curtis.
I think it's stupid. And what you said, where Henry sits with him and goes, okay, this guy is giving us more of an issue, and we don't, if we're going to pay him this amount of money, he better conform and buy in. I think it's stupid that you let that get in the way and saying, all right, we're going to trade our best hitter. I don't think a team should ever do that. You take what the player gives you to a certain extent.
I mean, you know, you can. Bill Belichick, who you love, was a guy who wouldn't do that.
Right.
So there are some who stand on principle.
Right.
And say this guy, this player, is an issue, is going to be an issue going forward.
Mm-hmm.
And though it's tough to do, you know, you have to have balls to do it.
No.
You decide that what you're going to do is going to be better in the long run for the organization.
Do you think he was a cancer, though, when you hear all of his teammates, the way that they talk about Devers? It doesn't seem like he was an issue for other guys, for younger guys.
Wasn't there somebody who came by and when he was talking to the media complaining again about how he is, you know, he only plays third base?
That was Leah Anthony.
Didn't somebody come by and say, please stop talking to the media?
Yeah, but then they said that wasn't really about that. It was like more of a jokey thing. But like, you go back, and I know people hate Tristan Cassis, but Tristan Cassis had his back from the beginning. Younger guys seemed to really like him. Alex Cora seemed to really like him.
Yeah, I don't think anybody hated Devers.
I don't think he was a cancer in that. No. I hate that saying to begin with, but people going on and on about how he was a cancer, it's good to get rid of him. I think that's...
How about a disease in the clubhouse?
I still don't like it.
I prefer abscess tooth.
Oh, okay.
Oh, please do not bring that up.
That's tomorrow.
Oh, God. I can't sleep at night because of it.
Oh. Yeah.
Well, that might be the heartburn.
I'm like, what happens when they yank the thing out? Where does all the blood go?
Oh. They suck it out with that thing they get in your mouth.
They do suck it out.
I just am envisioning myself sitting there. And Dr. Wu is reaching in and yanking the thing out.
That's why you got to be put to sleep. Like, why are we keeping you awake?
I don't know. I feel like canceling for the 10th time.
No, do not. Do not cancel.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Because all of a sudden it's going to rupture. It's going to be a massive issue.
No, you got to cancel. We can't lose Greg and Devers the same week. By the way, I have a theory that just popped in my head.
Yeah.
Maybe they knew they were trading Devers and they made a show of it. Maybe they wanted to embarrass him the way he had embarrassed them.
No.
Maybe.
Can we rule anything out?
Listen,
that they forced him into a cab?
I think that Sam Kennedy is playing the role of chief cheerleader for Rafael Devers when he's talking on Wednesday.
I bleed Red Sox blood.
because he knows that they're trying to get San Francisco to cover $250 million. So of course he's gonna go out there and say that he's a great guy and that he's willing to do whatever it takes.
That's fair. That
he's the best left-handed hitter in baseball. I mean, I would expect that that's a part of the sales pitch.
Yeah. What do you think was the most important part of the trade? Was it the prospects or San Francisco swallowing the entire contract?
The latter.
Oh, I thought winning was important.
That's what it was. So, all right. There's a lot to talk about. Let me quickly get Bobby from Cape Cod, and then we'll get to Leeds here. Bobby, good morning.
Hey, how you guys doing, boys?
What's up?
You guys are all making valid points, but it's probably like Malcolm Butler. We'll never actually know what happened. And it's I've been a season ticket holder. Well, my old man left them in my name since 75. And after they got rid of Betts, I just couldn't re-up. And I never thought they would do something like this again. I mean, it was just, what if Bregman opts out? Then the whole thing is just like, it's just sickening. But the last one to rob the Sox like this was Jack Clark. And I'll let you guys leave on that.
Oh, Jack Clark. That guy got booed my entire childhood.
Well, I believe that Sam Kennedy and Craig Breslow will speak about this today on a, I believe I'm told, on a Zoom.
All right.
With the media.
Craig.
Is are we still Zooming because of the pandemic, Curtis, or is it that you don't want to? You want to control how many questions can be asked, who's asking it. So why is that a Zoom?
They're on the West Coast.
Oh, they made the trip.
Okay. That's it.
All right.
Time change.
Maybe, yeah.
3 hours.
Yep.
Okay. Yep. Wait, but everybody that covers the team is also on the West Coast.
Not everybody.
Yeah, there's probably some got people left behind.
No.
All right. Well,
this team officially stinks now.
Awful.
Well, they just swept the Yankees.
Well, yeah,
yeah, but you'll lose that momentum.
Can you have a little faith?
Well, when you when your best bat has been hitting like it is, he had a solo home run to put you up 2-0. And you know what? Maybe Roman Anthony will finally. Yeah.
Well, thankfully, they're not putting any pressure on Roman Anthony at all.
No. He's going to have to be that left-handed bat in the order that's going to have to replace Devers.
No, you know, you heard Craig Breslow say it. They don't want to put any undue pressure on him, so they just got rid of Rafael Devers.
Right.
All right, our leads are coming up next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all.
All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.